It's like a deal of cards.
Okay, call the meeting to order. So, hello everyone. I think maybe we should do introductions for the benefit of our guests that are in the audience today. So, let's start down there with Lil.
Lil Patrick, Gulf Real Estate.
Carrie Lewis, Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Rick Rayburn, Hallmark Resort.
John Clark, Whalen Hotel.
Peggy Hawker, City Staff.
Lorna Davis, Newport Chamber.
Dean Sawyer, Council.
Steve Beck, Farmers Insurance.
Judy Cool, Best Western, Osaga Beach Inn.
Okay, and
I'm Fletcher Beck with 1859.
And I'm Randy Joss with KZI TV.
Hey, Randy. Hello.
How are you?
Good. And welcome, Judy and Steve, newest members of Destination Newport.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have no idea what's in
store. Yeah, we have the initiation.
We do. It starts with
not
the song.
Not while the guests are here.
Don't have to sacrifice
the
my
recorder.
Chicken on
yeah,
right. First visit. So, all right. So we have, do we have any additions or deletions for the agenda that anyone is aware of?
For the consent calendar, do you have the review of the accounts?
Oh, you know what?
I know
it's Cindy, and
oh,
she's gone, so I do have it.
The three pages?
Three pages.
I'll see if we can get copies.
Thank you. She sends that to me, and then I do it, and I usually don't get around to it until
the
day of the meeting.
You weren't at the last meeting. The last one, it came in our pack.
It did, because I emailed it to her.
Which is nice.
Yeah, I got it.
Didn't she send out an addendum to the
that was
something that was in addition?
This one. That one.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, the other proposal.
Yeah.
But that's not the
consent
calendar.
Yeah.
But it's not on the...
She sent it out the day after she sent it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not on this agenda.
Oh, there you go. On this.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. All these.
Yeah, because she'd already sent that out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so let's skip over the consent calendar until we get the review of accounts. Do we have any public comment to consider? No public comment? Okay. And so we have some media considerations in the packet. It looks like 1859. Randy, did you send something in advance?
I didn't.
Okay, all
I
right.
I just sent an email to you. That
so we'll take Randy under other. That's great. And,
okay.
And, but
I can send it to you though after.
Perfect. What we usually do, just for sake of Fletcher, so you know, because you got thrown into this.
Yeah.
Here, we usually have you give us like about a 5-minute brief overview of what you're presenting.
Okay.
And then we have our other media go, and then we ask the media to leave so we can discuss, because it's really uncomfortable for you if we're poking and then I email you after.
Yeah, it's thumbs down.
Okay.
Here.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, we did take an ad out in 1859 magazine.
Yes.
At the last meeting. And
you can come sit up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't
you guys so we can
yeah.
actually see
it. Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
What I hate about this table.
It's yeah, exactly. Something a lot longer.
So, am I on the?
You're on the.
So
you're on
the. Okay. Well, first off, I would like to thank everyone for their time and consideration today. Definitely appreciate the invitation to come out here and discuss with the group about what 1859 is all about and what the partnership that we're looking at putting in place with the Newport Chamber of Commerce. So, can I get a show of hands as to how many people here in the room have seen a copy of our publication or know a little bit about 1859? So, there's about half the group, it looks like. Would everyone be okay if I kind of gave a quick elevator speech, if you will, on 1859? 1859 definitely has some significance. It's the year that Oregon was granted statehood, so that's kind of, you know, the main focus piece of the publication. We started out about 5 years ago. Started out as a quarterly publication. Now we're up to an every other month publication. So instead of 4 times a year, 6 times a year. We have a pretty wide demographic from a readership standpoint. We produce about 40,000 copies of our publication every 2 months. About half of those go out to regular subscribers. The other half you're going to find our publication in magazines like Safeway over in the Valley, a big one in Eugene where I live is Market of Choice. You'll see us in Albertsons, a few local bookstores, Barnes & Noble. But like I said, we have a pretty wide demographic that we reach out to. We actually have subscribers in all 50 states. From a newsstand standpoint, we reach all the way up to Alaska, Northern California, and over to Colorado. So it's becoming a household name here in Oregon, and that's what kind of what our goal is to become the household publication for everyone here in the state of Oregon, and obviously a little bit beyond. We have a great team at 1859. We've recently hired a gentleman that used to work for Nike's social media department. He's now, his wife got transferred to Ben and works with another little pod of Microsoft engineers, and we're fortunate enough to have him join us, and he's basically exploded our Facebook page. He dissected it, analyzed all our statistics, who's looking at our Facebook page, who's commenting on it, and how far we're reaching out. And on average, you know, if you look at any Facebook community, about 10% of your community is going to see a post or comment on a post. We're actually, in some situations, we're going to 200%. For most of our article content that we're putting on our Facebook page, we're hitting about 50%. And when I say 200%, those are you know, pictures that we're submitting on our Facebook page that our community is actively engaged in, so they'll either like it or share it with some of their own little circle of Facebook friends. So, like I said, that's something that is really exploded for us here recently. And I know that Ross Johnson, one of the co-publishers with 1859, I know he emailed this over to Lorna. I'm not sure if everyone here at the table got a copy of that. If not, I do have some extra copies here with me. As Lorna mentioned, we have partnership with the group here in a couple of situations in the past where primarily like heading into the summer season, our May, June publication, and then kind of like in our early fall publication, which is a September, October issue. The proposal that we're providing and what we would like to see is this is for a year-long campaign. And one of the things in print media that seems to work well is the more consistent your message and the longer your message, the more people are going to see it, actively participate in what's going on in a certain community, commenting on it in situations like Facebook. So rather than, you know, let's say for instance, you throw all your eggs into one basket, so to speak, and say, okay, we only want to do a publication once a year, and putting all your eggs into one issue, that's why we're recommending that longer, consistent message so that people get familiar with what they're seeing, the message that's being portrayed to our subscribers and the readers of the publication. One of the other things that we have on the bottom of the proposal there is a banner ad on our Facebook or on our website. So that's something that 1859 was willing to offer on a complimentary basis for a little over a year, as you see there. It would go from May to June, so 13 months right on our homepage. So each time that one of our readers or someone that was potentially interested in learning more about 1859, they would see the banner ad on our homepage. And I do have, and if you want, feel free to take a look at, this is, we call them half-page ad, and then three-quarter-page ads. So these are for some of our other partners that we've worked with on half-page ads, so you can kind of get an idea as to how it would lay out in the publication. Mm-hmm. And we're a content provider. We're into true journalism. You know, we're not the pay-to-play where if you advertise with us, then we're going to write an article solely on you. That's not true journalism. But we definitely have a tremendous amount of content that we're providing to our readership, and they're actively engaged with what 1859 is putting out there on the marketplace in terms of articles, whether it be a feature on a musician or a specific community within the state. And that's one of the things that's really popular with our readers. If you look at the front of our publication, we have this 72 hours in. Mm-hmm. And this is something that's on the cover of every publication that we produce. It's 72 hours in a particular area. This next, our next issue is actually going to be 72 hours in Grants Pass. So we've done 72 hours in Eugene, 72 hours in Portland, 72 hours in Bend. So we're definitely looking at, probably here within the next year, I want to say, doing something over on the coast once again, because it's something that our readers really enjoy learning more about the communities here in Oregon. And that's where I think, that consistent message of what there is to see and do, shop in Newport, it's definitely a nice feature to have. So does anyone have any questions or anything that I may have missed in what we're proposing?
And what's the deadline? This starts July, August, and so.
On a fiscal year, is that right, Lorna?
Yes.
Okay, so this would start up, as you see here, July, August, and go all the way through May, June of next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So following your fiscal year.
So my question is, and you may not be able to answer this, but it looks like when we did the one-time ad before, the rate was $14.50. Was that also for a half page? I'm just curious, because usually if we're going to commit to a year, we'd be getting a little better.
I went and looked on our computer system here to find out, what you guys have done in the past. The $14.50, we actually gave you guys a discount on that. We gave you guys the six-time rate versus the one-time rate.
Which
the one-time rate is $19.50.
Mm-hmm. And you gave us a discount both times that we've done the publication.
Correct.
In the past
this came from Asia.
So the one-time rate you said is $19.50?
Correct.
They had a price for this
size. Yeah, and when I talked to them afterwards, it was $14.50.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't remember what it was when we were making the. And he said, no, it's $14.50. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will take a look at this and consider it. Do I have your contact information, or should I just email Ross? Or
you can email either Ross or myself. Our email and our contact information is pretty simple. It's first name at 1859.
Okay, perfect.
I'll also give you my cell phone.
Okay. Oh, great. Thanks.
Yes. Who do you consider your competition?
I'm not one to brag or anything like that, but kind of along those same lines, I honestly feel that we don't have a lot of competition. If where you're seeing 1859 is going to be our main competition up in Portland area is Portland Monthly.
Yeah.
In Eugene, it's Eugene Magazine. And that's.
Do you see like Sunset Magazine being?
I haven't seen a lot of Sunset's articles and advertisements in regards to what's going on here in the state of Oregon. 1859, kind of give you, once again, going back to that quick elevator speech, we're a combination of like Sunset, National Geographic, Outside, all wrapped into one publication. The nice thing is we cover everything Oregon. 99.9% of what you're going to see in this publication is done here in Oregon. The only thing that we couldn't find a company to do a good enough quality from a print standpoint, the company that prints this publication is actually based in Colorado. Mm-hmm. But everything else is done here in Oregon.
I like the 72-hour thing. Whenever I pick up a magazine and I see an article,
yeah,
I really dig
nice.
Into it, because usually when you go someplace, it's 2 or 3 days, and it's nice to see what's happening.
Like a long weekend in, our demographic, it's definitely those people that are into the shop, dine, stay type deal.
Mm-hmm.
They're people that, have a household income, above 100,000, usually take, 2 to 3 vacations a year and are actively engaged in what's going on in their communities. So I think with 1859, we're definitely hitting those those travelers, those people that want to come over to Newport and experience the aquarium, or go out to the jetty, go fishing, go shopping downtown.
I think it reaches our target demographic too, and it's a little bit more affluent soccer mom making those decisions. So perfect. Well, we will be looking at this and get back to you
one way or the other. Sounds great.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everyone, for your time and consideration. Very, very appreciated.
Thanks, Lester. And Grant, let's see. The Portland Guide is the other media consideration that's in here, and that was. We can, I guess we can discuss that since she is not here to represent. We'll discuss that in the when we discuss media options. So, Randy.
Well, thank you again for having me here and continuing to support this campaign. I think it's been fun to have you on our station. We started maybe a couple of years ago, I think, with this, and we've been running a spring campaign and a fall campaign. Don't you stand up first?
Yeah, you can do whatever you're comfortable doing.
This what we started out with doing is running the 4 R's, and it was a campaign called the 4 R's, and that was rooms, restaurants, retail, and recreation. And it was all to support the hotel transit occupancy tax, so that we can get people to come down and stay out on the coast, stay in Newport. And really try to make this a destination marketplace for the entire valley. Our signal reaches, our station's based in Eugene, but we have news bureaus in Corvallis, we have a news bureau in Coos Bay, Douglas County, and then we also have stations down in Medford, Klamath Falls, and Grants Pass. What my goal was is to just showcase the areas here, and the recreation spot shows different golfing and everything else that's available here in the area, and then we also have the rooms where we feature certain. I think we have everything from yurts to tents on the beach. But there's a lot of variation in each of these commercials, and then we have one central commercial that is a general image commercial that ties it all together. So we run these. We've been running these in April, May, and June, and then we run again in September, October, and November. And what's nice is the Oregon Coast Association is running exactly the same time frame, so we're working off their marketing and they're strengthening yours, I think, quite a bit. And so, I mean, we really want to make sure that people don't forget about Newport. This is the destination marketplace. When people leave Corvallis, they come here, and we want to maintain that position that we've fought hard to establish in the valley. And also, when we're not in our paid campaign, I've been actually putting in the commercials too. I think we ran 60 commercials alone in the month of January. Yes. And I also have been running those whenever there's available airtime, I'll put those in too. We have another channel as well that is part of our station. It's a side channel. It's called Live Well Western Oregon. And what that programming entails, it's all ABC produced, and it's programming that you may be familiar with. But and I've got a program schedule too, and I've got program schedules too, so you can see what you're missing when you're working. But the Live Well Network is a program that you would see similar to on Home and Garden Network, Travel Channel, and the Food Network. It's all lifestyle type programming, and I think it fits really well to complement the KDZI ABC. Century from news programming that we offer on our main channel. There's a show on there called Sweet Retreats. It talks about getting away for vacations and, you know, the best deals that you can get. And I think that's a really, subject-wise, it's a great show to be in for Discover Newport. And I put together a presentation very similar to what we've done. It's the same investment, monthly investment for April, May, and June. And I actually increased the frequency quite a bit on each of these. And I'll pass these out too. And in summary, for what we did last fall, We ran $15,000 in airtime over the month of September, October, November, and the value on the airtime, when I went back and looked at the added value that I put in there, was over $50,000 in airtime. So we tried leveraging it. I know how important it is to leverage the dollars that come through this organization. I'm on the Visit Corvallis Board of Directors. In fact, we had our meeting this morning. And we need to leverage everything that we do and promote outside of the area to bring people into town. So I wanted to show you each of these months. There's going to be there'll be a lot of prime time with the amount of frequency I have here. A lot of this, the lower dock, the all day rotations, I put those in there because I can move those into higher value programming. A lot of times we're falling into prime time for $25 because of the way I've got this organized. I put it on calendars too, so you can see how it would flow over the course of each of these months.
I like the 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. news. Those are really good spots. We do get a lot of people, if they're stopping and they'll say, oh, it's Sunday, I have on the television,
Well, what's kind of cool is a lot of people have vacation properties here that live in our market too, and so when they get their satellites hooked up, they've got their Eugene or their Corvallis or any of the cities in our area, they've got the address for their satellites, so they're able to watch us down here too. And also RVs that travel back and forth, they have us too. But really want to, I think the imagery that's conveyed both in the magazine and on the television are very powerful. And we've got beautiful scenery here. And I guess I have a conflict with some of the entities that promote this area in black and white newspaper and on radio, because you just cannot see the beauty of what's here. And when they get here, they're very, very happy. So.
Good.
And there's some other programming too I think is really good. And most of our programming skews female, which I think is a real good demographic here. 25-64 is our primary target.
Yeah.
And with Live with Kelly, that's a great show. It's very highly viewed.
And then just a question for you, since we're coming to the end of our fiscal year and funding already, is would KEZI consider some deferred billing on the $15,000? Does anyone have any questions other than that for Randy? We kind of know the program, so. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. The commercials still look great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any suggestions on putting anything else into them? We can certainly do that.
Yeah. We might take a, if we decide to do this again, we might take a look at them and maybe do some.
Did everybody get one of these? Because I've got some extra.
I need one for Richard.
And I can electronically send it to you as well.
Thank you. Perfect.
I added one more R on here, revenue for you.
Oh, thank you.
And my name, too.
There's another R. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. So, well, we'll discuss our media options, and then we'll be in touch with both of you. So, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Should we go back to the consent calendar?
Mm-hmm.
So Steve and Judy, if you take a look at the financials, these are this is everything that's been paid out since July by none. And thanks, Fletcher. Good to see you again.
Well, it shows how much we have left for the fiscal year, which ends June 3rd.
We have our yearly budget is $325,000, and we like to keep about $25,000 back in contingency till towards the end of the year in case the room tax collections aren't what we've been budgeted as, because then states would be put on that 325. And you can see everything that we've built on. And then on the second page, there's fixed or anticipated expenses of things still to come. And it shows that with the fixed and what we've spent so far, we have spent a total of $283,658. And the difference is $41,342 is what's remaining, and if you take the contingency away, we have about $16,000 left between now and July 1. And then on the last page is the current media that we're in. We're running out. We have a mix of outdoor, we have some radio, we have a few printed materials, and the only TV we've really been doing is in the last year or so is KEZI, and he really does get us a whole month of extra commercials. And if we did decide to do that, I would recommend that we probably look at the content and maybe renew or refresh that.
So I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right.
Bob Easwood reported to us recently that it looks like the room tax is up a little bit.
Oh, good. So we have a little flexibility in that.
Yeah.
Because we have not, in the past 3 years, spent an entire $325,000. We've always just left that $25,000 hanging out there, and it has not rolled over into our new budget. It goes away.
Right.
So at what point do we get to spend it if it's, you know, if everything's on track?
Between now and June.
Yeah. I don't know if, you know, the receipts, if they come in between now and June, how that, what the cutoff date is of the funds. So
I don't think we've ever had the $25,000. I don't think we've ever had our budget revoked back. Mm-hmm. It would take a, and the way that room tax collections have been between July and now have been strong enough that I don't foresee that happening in the next 3 months unless.
So we can use it if we.
Yeah. We can tread lightly into it. Yeah. Okay. So here we are at. Well, still kind of at other. I just wanted to throw out there that Matt Dom from the Eugene Inlets just sent an email today and said that he would have a proposal ready for us for the next meeting for the summer program because it's been more popular with them. It's been pretty good for us too. So, all right. So, does anyone else have any other? And then I guess we need to discuss the Cortland guide. No, that's that last page. I think it's Kathy Sherlock. Is that we had passed on this last month. We,
right.
We, do you have a copy of
the little ones? I think it's like it's almost like the 1859. I think
I thought they were kind of like that. Half.
Oh yeah, that.
I think they're half size, and I. I'm not.
I think if
I had to choose between the two, I'd take 1859.
Yeah. I think if on the Portland Guide, I would just suggest that we have her come at some point in time and give us a personal presentation and show us what they have.
Yeah, have her come to do the presentation for the next fiscal year.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I will let her know then. Next fiscal year.
But I also like the idea that Jamie had was to have the right side.
Yes,
page.
With a
lighthouse.
Sticks out there. Yeah. It does. So, a little background on them from our perspective is we've advertised with them before. We're in 1859, and they're great to. I mean, we have two here as a group, but they're just great to work with, and it's a wonderful pub. And I'm in favor. It's the demographic that we like, so.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice publication. Mm-hmm. I see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And when you go to...
It's in rooms, too, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's in rooms. We had a conference at the Allison, which is a really upscale spa-type of hotel, and it's in all of their rooms. Mm-hmm. So it's really... It's hitting a...
It's in Bend. It's in all the rooms in Bend. So.
Well, they... predetermine where you're going to be placed in the magazine. Did he say that or not? Because a lot of times it depends on when you put your request in, whether you get an inside or an outside, if you're doing a column type. Mm-hmm. So like on the yellow pages, you're not guaranteed you're going to get the top right-hand corner. Unless, you know, it all depends on how it falls. So that's, if we were to do a column ad like that and you want it on the right-hand side, which is where you want to be, obviously,
usually that can be put in the negotiation process.
Yes. Well, like that's what we could do is just let them know that the caveat is that we would have right-hand outside page would be our first selection and that as many of the
bookhouse would
be there. Yeah, exactly.
But I think that if you know you do the whole year thing, they're going to be more consistent giving you what you want.
Yeah. You need a motion on that?
Outside right hand. I like 1859. They've done good ads for us. I think on the content development, I'd like to see Jamie maybe do all six ads at once and then have some kind of succession so there's some kind of
That's a good idea.
Continuity going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether we want to come up with some messaging in those, like the edge of a continent, the start of an adventure, and, uh-huh. and show some kind of outdoor sporting type of thing that happens, or you know,
pertaining to the type of year that,
yeah.
that the
time of year
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
So we can ask them these times to come up with that
and
based on our branding. And,
and also he has to do 172-hour thing for people.
Well, they're going to do the coast, I think, is what his
thing was.
I'm sure they would, because it sounded like they hadn't done the coast yet. So.
Yeah.
And then the web banner. So does Jamie design those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He just needs to get the specs.
Okay.
Six. Yeah, I think if we get the six ads up so that we can create some kind of series.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
And then instead of just doing the same thing or...
Because the people that read these read them every... I mean, they're religious readers, so they'll mm-hmm. notice the same ad and bypass
exactly.
it. But
mm-hmm.
something they'll nice and new.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a consensus that we'd go for the six issues?
Yeah, I like that.
And so would that be next fiscal year money or this fiscal year money?
I think you could burn some of this fiscal year money. And mm-hmm. then
that's about
the balance. Because they're not going to bill us for the whole thing.
Yeah, it's $8,700 for the whole thing. So
$8,700.
Oh, I do have a question though, pertaining to the on the financials.
Uh-huh.
What was their
can you have it in the back?
$1,859 for the fixed expenses for $1,500. What's that?
It's actually $1,450.
Okay. And is that is
and that is the in May June issue?
May June?
Yes, so we're in May June already.
Okay.
And they just haven't billed us.
Okay.
Do we want to do it and ask them to bill us in this fiscal year since we are...
We can use some of it.
We could, I mean, because we still have 16,000 plus the 25,000.
But then you got to pay KEZI some stuff too.
And then...
That's 15,000.
KEZI. We could...
We could shoot the whole 25 on those two.
Yes.
Goodbye contingency.
Yeah, there you go. And then just leave 16 in contingency. It's either way. Okay, so is there a motion? Well, I guess we should discuss KEZI then and determine what we want to do with that.
I think we should do KEZI again.
Okay.
Can you remind me what spot they're running?
What's that? What spot? They
have
like five
they
different
have five
ads.
Of them.
Five of them.
And
there's
restaurant, there's shopping, and there are photo ads that kind of come up with photos. But
okay.
I think maybe we should take a look at the content and at least get it maybe by May changed out. I don't know.
So they've been showing it consistently the whole time?
Yeah.
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 Just clean it up a little bit.
I've seen a couple of them and they're really nice.
Yeah,
they attract your attention.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we've had to pay for some production, but this time we wouldn't have to if you just did the April, May, June, not change it till
fall. I think in fall would be a nice time to change it, but at least to take a look at what we have, just as a reminder, and then keep in mind what we might want to do for a campaign for next fall. And then maybe next fall, what we should ask them to do is if we're going to do fall and consider doing spring, to see if there's a break to packaging both together.
Mm-hmm.
And say, we're going to commit to this, what can you do for that?
He seems pretty agreeable.
Okay, now the question is,
money.
It's $15,000 for KEZI and it's $8,600 for $1,859. $1,859 would all of the billing would fall in the next fiscal.
Right, so I think it's...
So we could just let it fall in the next fiscal and do KEZI out of this fiscal.
I say yes.
Yeah.
KEZI is 15.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's $5,000 for 3 months.
Yeah, and then just do that out of this fiscal, and then just leave the $1,859 falling away.
And then, so we're not going to do anything for. I mean, we'll be out of. We'll just be in contingency if we
need
to.
We'll have contingency plus $1,000.
Yeah. So I mean, we won't have that many presentations.
No, and that'll be good because we only have April, May, and June to go. So.
Yeah, and we've got things running during those months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
Tons of stuff running.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I would entertain a motion for the $1,859 for doing the yearly.
Second.
We need a motion.
I need a motion. Okay. And then Carrie's second. Okay. Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor of doing a half-page ad six times with $18.59 and the banner ad as part of the packaging for $8,700, letting the monies be billed in the next fiscal year and having Jamie produce all six ads at once for consistency in messaging, please say aye.
Wait, requesting a right
side. Oh, and requesting right a right hand, yes, and requesting a right hand outer side for a vertical ad. And the 72 hours.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All those opposed? All right. So we'll send that email out. Okay, and then I would entertain a motion for KECI for the April, May, and June running of our commercial for $15,000 to be billed in this fiscal year.
I'll move.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So there you go. Boom. We're done. I don't think there's anything else. We probably should just, on the top of our minds, start thinking about strategic planning for next year and maybe have...
Can we go to the Allison and do
it? Yeah, I know. It's like,
that's
what
we can use to contingency for. 119
a night again. That was, I know, that was insane.
I stayed there a couple times.
Yeah, that was nice.
The restaurants. I had a weird experience last time.
I ate at the restaurant. I don't think we got to eat. That was the thing. We got great deals on the room, but no food for us.
Where was that at?
Was it the Allison? I can't even remember what the conference was. It might have been the Tourism Commission one from like 2 years ago.
The rooms are beautiful.
They really are. It's great. So just thinking about strategic planning, and then maybe in June, and end of May, beginning of June, we should probably sit down and talk about what we want to accomplish in the next fiscal, just like we did last year. Mm-hmm. I think we did really good to get some things out of the chute, and it made these meetings, I think, go a lot smoother coming along. One of the things that I want to have everybody think about is had a discussion with Lori Tobias. I don't know if any of you know who she is. She worked with the Oregonian, and now she's back with the Oregonian as a freelance. Mm-hmm. So she's doing some of that. But she was, she and I had coffee a couple of times, and she was talking about, and not inquiring about Destination Newport at all, it just kind of came to the back of my mind, is that we might want to think about, you know, we have Andre doing articles for us that are event-driven or whale-watching-driven or something like that. They're very activity focused. Lori is more of a what I would call a hook writer. She likes to find something unique and interesting and tell the backstory about it, and it gets people immersed in the stories and the articles. And I wonder if we might think about maybe putting some budget money into maybe a series of articles this next year, written like that. Whether it's 3 or 4 or 6 that we could hire her or someone to do. And again, I didn't mention this to her, but I know that she's looking for that type of thing.
She sure has a background for this. Mm-hmm.
She does.
She has awesome.
Can she put it in though? She's stringing for them. Is she gonna be a string?
Yeah, she's freelance. She's completely freelance, so she's up for grabs.
But I mean, she could take money from us, and they'd run it somehow. Think it's
well, she could take money from us to write the articles, and then we could send them out to media channels. And whether or not they pick them up is completely up to them. But
of course, we could send it out to multiple.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just the Oregonian; it could be to other.
So, who would send? Would you send it out, or would you have?
I would have Andre send it because he has about 150 media outlets that he sends things to. So I would either have him or another service. There's other services that submit them. But it's just something to think about for the next fiscal. And between now and the next meeting, I'll mention it to her and see if there might be an interest there. You know, there's always the caveat that you can't be about a business or a segment of business, but it might be about someone that works in the hospitality industry, so or something.
That's a great idea.
I think we need a little more content in what we're doing. Just kind of get some depth. And even if it's for nothing else, if it goes on our website and in our e-newsletters, there's a value in that because mm-hmm. we have thousands of people that are looking at that. So,
oh, she's a great writer.
Yeah. It could be a blog.
Mm-hmm.
We could have a blog,
mm-hmm.
or we could have definitely have it on our Facebook links to it on that. So I mean,
mm-hmm. well, we could put that on the to talk about that.
So. Okay, well, does anyone have anything else?
I do.
Hey.
I was noticing in the minutes that the very last, or near the end, there's a discussion about using Basecamp for communicating on creative material, and that just can't really happen.
Okay.
Well, I think we were cautious about it. Everyone was unanimous saying, hey, you know, it sounds neat, but we don't know for city, you know, might work in the private sector view, but we don't think we can do it.
Right.
And so we didn't say yes to him. We said we're going to check with the city attorney, and we told him we didn't think we could do it.
No, and here's the other thing. Somebody said Spencer asked me about it, and I said, no, they can't do that because the public meetings law wants the public to be able to see you people deliberating toward a decision, and they can't, and that would be a violation of the public meetings law. And he said, well, what about all the emails that they send back and forth, like deciding this or that? And I said, that isn't all right either, because that's essentially a public meeting. But what you can do is, for instance, if Lorna sends out an email and says, what do you think about this proposal, and should we maybe put it on an upcoming agenda? If you reply only to Lorna
and not reply all,
that's a way that you can do that. But when you start replying all and everybody is involved in that, then there you have that meeting violation.
Right. Well, it goes instead of two people. Once it gets to three or more, then it's considered organized.
Well, you're basically deliberating toward a decision without the public having an opportunity to participate. So if one of you sends an email to the whole group and wants a response, reply to that sender individually, don't reply to all.
Well, it's a private conversation as opposed to a public conversation. That's what you're saying.
Well, it's still public.
It's still public. If somebody said, I want every email that every single DNC member wrote about 1859 magazine, for example, even if you did it on your personal computer, we would have to provide that.
Okay.
We oftentimes will, and it's gotten a lot better lately because we aren't having these deadlines that are sneaking up on us, and all of a sudden we're having to make a decision about one thing or another. What Cindy does is she'll send out a group email like, here's an ad, and then everybody is supposed to just reply back to Cindy with comments, and then she takes the comments and, you know, lets the media know which ad or what to change on whatever ad. So that's
okay as long as that's what's happening.
And that's, I mean, to me, I think what we need to do is hopefully we can this year, if we plan enough strategically, we can do the ads in advance in these meetings. Because otherwise we're basically delegating our responsibility to make a decision to whoever's getting that email, whether it be Lorna or whether it be Cindy.
Right.
They're making the decision on the ad, not the committee.
That's really not a staff decision.
Because if I reply back to Lorna with one thing and Dean replies back with the exact opposite, then Lorna has to decide, okay.
Yeah. And then she's
going
to go with yours.
She's going to go with what she thinks. She's going to dismiss both of us and say, no, I like this.
But
I know, I'm kidding. But
the other thing is, if you want to communicate, you can do it over the phone.
Yeah,
that's not public.
No.
If you want to call somebody specifically and discuss something offline, that's okay.
Yeah.
But anything you put on email is Peggy gets it.
And for the
Peggy gets it, everybody gets it.
For the most, for the most part, I think we're making decisions in the meetings anymore about our media, because Jamie's been very good about keeping up on deadlines, provided that he knows about them. I always get those. Oh, we need this today. I got one from Bree from Corvallis Night saying we need the ad copy for the little pocket guide, like now.
Okay.
But Rick has a good point that if we do this all at one time in the beginning of the year, then we're not going to be.
Well, the quality of the discussion is going to be so much better when it's not in email.
When it's not in email anyway, so I think we're.
And I'm not for long meetings. I'm for having 2 4-hour meetings at the beginning of the year, and then a whole bunch of 15-minute a 15-minute meeting once a month for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And I think another thing that's good is
that committees fall down. That doesn't happen with my
group. Where we kind of have
chair all the
people.
This is the only one I come to that I don't chair.
I actually have not just a quorum, but the whole
everyone.
So
yeah,
and everyone in person.
Yes. Not on the phone from Berlin or wherever. So, okay, I guess if there's nothing further, we will adjourn. Our next meeting is the 17th of April. It's the third Thursday.
I will not be here, just to let you know.
Okay. Anybody else know that they're not going to be here?
I won't either. We have training that whole week.
Okay. Anyone else?
Tentatively, anyway.
John, it's time for a five. I'm going to take you into that world.
17th. It looks like spring break's going to start off really well for you
folks.
Yeah,
we are going to have a good one.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's hoping. Judy is the...
How are your bookings?
They're slow, but we are finding people don't call until the day before or something.
Well, yeah. Is that universal kind of with you guys too? People call at the last minute now?
Yes, especially spring break.
Maybe that's just how people travel now.
We're pretty close to being sold out the first Saturday of spring break.
And that's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It always seems to me, in Oregon's case, to me, it seems like the first Saturday is always better than the second Saturday. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Well, last year, spring break was on Easter weekend, and we were sold out on the Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, we were just talking about that today. I don't know how that's going to be this year where it's not on the Easter weekend.
Because usually, traditionally, Easter Saturday is not good for us.
No.
Easter, and Mother's Day Saturday is not good for us.
Easter Sunday last year was March 31st, and it was my daughter's 21st birthday. So 11:30 at night, I'm kind of sleeping on the couch. Bob is already in bed, and she comes in and goes, "Get dressed, we're going." I'm like, "Oh, no, we're not." She goes, "Oh, yes, we are." She goes, "For all of the times I've driven you around, we are going." And it's like, "Oh, Anna." And she... So we got dressed, she called some friends from town, and we went to Timbers. We were going to go to Toledo, but
living large.
Toledo was close. So we're going to Timbers. There's no one in the whole, place. So Anna...
The one guy sitting at the bar is going to swivel his head
around. Anna's there, and she's looking, she's like, "I don't know what to have." It's like, he's probably spent the last 5 years drinking, hon. Come on.
So she
ordered like Patron tequila double shot. Ooh, and then she had a whiskey and Coke. And then she had...
Oh my God.
Do you have to learn not to mix? So the next morning she has to get up and go back to college. And she gets up and she's like, "I'm just saying, I am driving the struggle bus home." So,
but the fact that she does that with her parents is
something.
I know.
On her 21st birthday.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty good. So maybe she's learned a little. She's working in the emergency room at St. Clair's in Tacoma, and so she's learned a thing or two.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, so. Okay, till next time.
Okay, I'll tell you my jewelry story, getting at Allison. I've been there several times. I've had good meals. I've had a great massage there. The room.